I hear rumors coming from everywhere. There is terror in all these parts. Let us denounce him. Yes, we will denounce him. Even my most closest friends are the people plotting my fall. They say, perhaps let us seduce him. We will triumph over him. We will take him. We manifest our vengeance. We show him our vengeance. But the Lord is with me. He is my defender, my warrior. For that, my persecutors will all fall in the trap they set for me. With this words coming from the prophet Jeremiah, you can understand the reality that the church is living these days. Today is called Friday of Sorrows, the Friday before the Palm Sunday. With that, you can see what is happening to Jesus in John chapter 10, 31 to 42. The hostility continues. They picked up stone to throw him, to launch it at him, and he said, listen, wait a bit, look, I have done many good works, many, for which of them you want to stone me? He said, no, we are not stoning you because of the works you are doing, but because being a man, you make yourself God. And Jesus said, you have not read where the sacred scripture said, you are gods, quoting Psalm 82. And if God called, if the sacred scripture that cannot be a lie, call God, those who have received the word of God, what is the error? What is the sin? Saying the truth that I'm the son of God. And when he said that, I said, you are blaspheming. And they wanted to catch him, but the Bible, the gospel said, and he escaped from their hands and hid himself and went to the other side where John was baptizing before. This is the mood the church is living now. And it helps us to internalize the reality of our world today, where justice is being raped. The truth is being maltreated. Where the poor and the righteous cry under impotence. And the thieves, those without shame, are walking freely. Why the righteous ones are being closed in prison. They are suffering impotency of justice, what we are living. And those who stand up for good are being persecuted. If they try to win even elections or head a group or a state, all the hells are set loose and against him. This is the reality of our world today. We join the mood of the church and Jesus in offering our penitence today for the dismantling of all structures of injustice, wickedness, satanism. Children of God, notwithstanding their sorrows, their tears, those who stand with Christ on the truth, on justice, will live forever. We offer all the penitence today also for the church, for the Pope and all the leaders of the church, that the church will not, as I said yesterday, be moved, even with all the hostilities of the world, will not abandon the truth, will not abandon saying the truth of the gospel. Receive the mercy and the grace and blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first reading is Jeremiah 20, 10 to 13. The Gospel is John 10, 21, 31 to 42. Happy Friday of Sorrows.